Chapter 8. 10 minutes later, Aunt Zoe burst through the front door and gathered Ruby into her arms. "What happened?" she asked, quickly scanning the apartment. Her eyes were sharp and focused. "Where's Shayna?" Lizelle was exhausted. She collapsed on the couch, covering her face with her hands. She was furious with her cousin for leaving her alone with Ruby. "Shayna lied to me," Lizelle thought angrily. "She told me that being a mom was easy, but it's only easy for her because Aunt Zoe does everything." She had always looked up to Shayna, but suddenly she wondered if she knew her cousin at all. "Shayna left," Lizelle admitted. "She went out with her friends. I told her not to go." Aunt Zoe shook her head angrily. "I'll deal with her later," she said in a sharp voice. Then she grabbed a small plastic thermometer from the kitchen and gently laid Ruby on the floor. "Get up, Lizelle," she insisted. "You need to learn how to do this." Lizelle watched as Aunt Zoe placed the thermometer under Ruby's arm. Moments later, it beeped and flashed 100.5 in large digital numbers. "She has a fever, see? It's not too high. We'll give her some medicine. That should make her feel better. Now watch me." Aunt Zoe wiped Ruby's face with a cool washcloth. Then she gently squeezed a dropper dose of purple liquid into Ruby's mouth. She spoke to Ruby in a soft, loving voice, reassuring her that everything was okay, that Grandma was here. After a while, Ruby quieted down. Aunt Zoe sat next to Lizelle and handed her the sleepy child. Ruby curled up against her, her eyes sagged sleepily. "Is she okay?" Lizelle asked, staring down at Ruby's contented round face. "She'll be fine," Aunt Zoe sighed. "She has a cold. We'll need to keep an eye on her tonight. If the fever's not gone by tomorrow, I'll take her to the doctor. You did the right thing by calling me, Lizelle." Lizelle stared down at Ruby. The child cooed softly and snuggled close to her. "Looks like you've made a friend," Aunt Zoe smiled. "Why don't you put her in her crib? I think she's ready." Lizelle walked slowly to Shayna's bedroom and gently placed Ruby in her crib. She was amazed at how helpless and lovely Ruby looked, resting peacefully in her nest of blankets and stuffed animals. Lizelle let her hand drift over her own belly. "You're a good girl," she whispered, kissing Ruby's forehead. "Everything's okay now." When she returned to the living room, Aunt Zoe took Lizelle by the shoulders. Lizelle cringed, waiting for her aunt to yell at her, to shake Lizelle like Dad did in her nightmare. But instead, Aunt Zoe gently kissed her forehead, just as Lizelle had kissed Ruby. "You're a natural," she whispered. Tears filled Lizelle's eyes. "No, I'm not," she choked, unable to hold back the emotion that was building inside of her. All week she had been pretending that it wasn't a big deal to be pregnant, that someone, Dad, Shayna, Oscar, would make everything all right. But she couldn't pretend anymore. Just a few hours alone with Ruby had made the truth undeniable. Having a child was a huge responsibility, and Lizelle wasn't sure she could handle it. She buried her face in Aunt Zoe's shoulder, letting the tears stream down her face.
"I was so scared tonight. She just kept crying and looking at me as if she wanted help, but I couldn't help her."
Lizelle swallowed hard and continued.
"What am I going to do when my baby gets here? Dad, he thinks I should give it away."
"Well, this is your baby and your decision, not your father's, Lizelle. With all due respect, your father has been hiding from his responsibilities for years. Maybe he's not the one who should be telling you how to handle yours," Aunt Zoe replied, her voice firm yet gentle.
"But maybe he's right," Lizelle sobbed. "I don't know if I can do this, Aunt Zoe. I don't know what to do."
Aunt Zoe gathered Lizelle into her broad arms. "You know, when you were a little girl, your mother and I took you to the mall to see Santa. Some of the kids were scared, but not you. You just walked right up to him and plopped yourself in his lap. And when he asked you if you'd been a good girl, you arched your little eyebrow and said, 'You're Santa. Shouldn't you know that already?' Your mom and I, we just laughed and laughed.
Aunt Zoe continued. We couldn't believe how brave you were, how smart, how feisty. Lizelle let out a small laugh, despite the tears still streaming from her eyes. I remember, he didn't know what to say to me. Adoption is a brave choice to make, Aunt Zoe continued, her voice soft and loving. And it's certainly something to think about. But if you decide to keep your child, I know you'll do a terrific job. I have no doubt. How do you know that? Lizelle asked. I mean, I don't think I could just give it away, but I don't know how to be a mom either. None of us did at first, Aunt Zoe replied with a smile. I'm not going to lie to you, Lizelle. It's not easy. It's going to change your world more than you know. But you just survived your first night alone with the baby, and that's the hardest night of all. And the rest, you'll learn. You'll make a lot of mistakes along the way, I promise you that. But you're not alone. You have people in your life to help you along the way. Like who? Lizelle pleaded. My father? Oscar? Shayna? Like me, for one. And your mother, Lizelle. You have your mother. Lizelle tried to avoid her gaze, but Aunt Zoe pulled her close. Sweetheart, she said softly, don't you think it's time to go home? Home. The word seemed to wrap itself around Lizelle like Aunt Zoe's strong, motherly arms. But me and Shayna, Lizelle said, her voice weak and shaky, we were going to move in together. Do you really think that's a good idea? Aunt Zoe sat wearily on the couch and rubbed her forehead as if she was getting a headache. Her voice turned serious and sad. You know, she was only 17 when she had Ruby. She was a popular girl with lots of friends, more than I ever had at her age. She had no idea how her life would change after Ruby was born. I tried to warn her. I tried to prepare her. Ruby was a difficult infant. She had colic for 6 weeks. She just cried and cried, and it didn't matter what we did. We were all exhausted. A few of Shayna's friends came by, but they never stayed long. Most of them don't call anymore. Lizelle blushed at her aunt's words. I stopped coming over, too, she thought. It's not Ruby's fault that Shayna wants her old life back, Aunt Zoe continued, her voice frustrated and somber. I love my daughter, but she's no kind of mother right now. I pray she comes to her senses and realizes that Ruby needs her. But until that day, it's my job to take care of that little girl, and I'll protect her with everything I got. Shayna isn't getting an apartment. Aunt Zoe added. She isn't going anywhere. She hasn't had a job in months. And frankly, I don't think she could handle living on her own for 2 days. Lizelle stared at her aunt and tried to take in all that she was saying. She looked exhausted and so much older than the spry woman Lizelle remembered as a child. Lizelle suddenly thought about how angry, how scared Mom had been when she found out Lizelle was pregnant. Mom thinks she's going to have to raise my baby, Lizelle thought. Why wouldn't she with the way I've been acting? The past 4 months suddenly flashed before Lizelle's eyes. Sleeping with Oscar just to keep his attention. Being too scared to go to the drugstore herself. Ignoring the signs her body was giving her. Refusing to eat. Running away. Ditching school. Maybe Mom's glad I'm gone, Lizelle thought. Maybe she doesn't want to end up like Aunt Zoe. It's late, Aunt Zoe said. Why don't you get some rest? In the morning, we'll call your mother. Maybe Mom doesn't want me to come home, Lizelle said. I've been here for a week. She hasn't tried to find me. She doesn't even know where I am. To her surprise, Aunt Zoe began to laugh. Oh, sweetheart, she said with tender amusement. Do you really think she'd just let you wander the streets? She knows exactly where you are. She called me before you even got here. She wanted to come get you, but I convinced her to let you stay for a few days. I thought it might do you some good. Suddenly, Shayna walked through the front door, her red jacket clutched in her hand. She froze as soon as she saw Aunt Zoe. Then she flashed Lizelle an angry, accusing glare. Lizelle retreated to the bedroom. She checked on Ruby, who was curled in her blanket. Her forehead still felt warm, but she was resting peacefully. Aunt Zoe and Shayna argued in the living room, their tense voices echoing through the walls. After several minutes, Shayna came in and peered into the crib. "Is she okay?" she asked, her voice defensive. Lizelle ignored her and gently rubbed Ruby's back. She could feel Shayna staring at her in the dimly lit room. "I didn't know she was sick," she continued, her voice wavering slightly. "I wasn't gone that long." Shayna sniffed and wiped her eyes. Lizelle didn't look at her. Her hands trembled. "Sorry, all right?" Shayna grumbled. "Dang." Shayna kept staring at her as if she was waiting for Lizelle to forgive her, to say, "It's cool, girl. Ain't no big thing." But Lizelle said nothing. She glared at her cousin and shook her head angrily. "I used to look up to you," Lizelle thought. "I used to follow you around when we were kids." Shayna's eyes suddenly flashed with anger. "Don't you judge me," she hissed. "You got no idea what's coming for you. You'll see." Lizelle lay down on the stiff air mattress and turned away from Shayna. "I don't want to live with you anymore," she said. "I'll be gone tomorrow." For several minutes, the room was quiet except for Ruby's soft breathing and the sounds of Shayna sniffling. She could feel Shayna's eyes burning into her. Lizelle shivered, afraid to turn around. "When we were little, I hated sleeping at your house," Shayna hissed into the dark room. "My friends thought you looked like a boy." Lizelle winced as if she had been hit in the face. She pulled the blanket tight around her neck and pretended to be asleep. "You were always a loser," Shayna continued, choking back tears. "Now, you're just a loser with a baby." Lizelle closed her eyes tight and pretended to be asleep, but for what felt like a very long time, Shayna's voice echoed in the darkness. "You'll see," she wept. "You'll see."